League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, here we go. Still going with the big show in hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza, because we know how important it is to you that we are here for you. Even on a good Friday, we've all volunteered to work today because we thought, hey, you're here, we should be here. It's our time, so we're here, and we're kicking it with you. Talking about a bunch of things. Talked about the Astros. Talked about the I like the fact that it's at least during the first week of the season you can see a day game today.
Yeah.
Between the Tigers and the Pirates, and yesterday was awesome. Like, the entire day had baseball on.
You got to really love baseball to watch the Tigers and Pirates this year.
I just can't wait for Mike Fiers to take the mound.
Tigers
ace Mike Fiers.
In my preview, I said if your big acquisition in the offseason was Mike Fiers, your offseason sucked.
Yeah.
And that was true.
All right, without further ado, I promised it to you, so I'm going to deliver, and that is my man, Calvin Murphy. Murph is the man that you see with the crazy-ass suits that glow in the dark and sparkle in the sunshine every day on Rockets broadcast. But more so than that, people need to realize this man is a Hall of Famer. This man has got his number retired by the Houston Rockets, and this man knows basketball. Murph, I appreciate you spending some time with us.
Joe B, and stop being jealous of my clothes.
Jealousy is a disease. You taught me that. But there's other diseases that can come with wearing certain things that you wear on the air. But that's not neither here nor there.
Hey, wait till the playoffs start. I got something that's going to take you to the moon, big fella.
Uh-oh. No, you're going to wear an astronaut suit?
No. Ain't no telling. With shoes to match.
Hey, Murph, the other day I saw the yellow and black suit. I liked it. But everybody was giving you grief. Does that make you want to fight them when they mess with you about the suits?
Big fella, are you kidding? They're keeping my paycheck coming. That's what you want to say. They ain't hurt my feelings at all.
Okay. Just checking.
Were they compared it to the mask?
They called him Tweety Bird.
Oh,
yeah,
see?
That was uncalled for.
Now, there's been times that I've texted Murph and said, what time do you have to have that back to the gardening center? Because you got to water that between wearings with some of the things he's had on. But, Murph, I tell these guys stories about you all the time, but the one that we were just talking about was when you knew where I was from and we talked about the hot dog plant. I said the famous line that Murph always told me was, in a hot dog, you find everything from the rooter to the tooter.
There you go.
You're not a hot dog fan, huh, Murph?
Hey, traveling to Milwaukee, you got no choice. That's all they eat.
Now, Murph, I also told these guys, I hate you, and you know this, because your metabolism is unbelievable. I've seen you live on nothing but Snicker bars and Lay's potato chips and have a six-pack, and it's ridiculous.
Hey, see, when you grow up like you did, spoiled eating caviar,
I don't know who you're talking about. You just told me I eat hot dogs.
Hey, look, I don't want to talk to you. What do you want?
I want to talk to you about the Hall of Fame, brother, because this thing is bothering me. First of all and foremost, let's talk about your old roommate, Rudy T. You know, look, we've given accolades to the people that have made the Hall of Fame, and Van Chancellor's in the Hall of Fame. The class is coming out now. Your thoughts on Rudy getting looked over again this year?
Well, first of all, let me explain about the Hall of Fame before I go to the JLB so people understand. This is not the NBA Hall of Fame. This is the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. And with that being said, it's about your whole career, not just the NBA. You know, there's a lot of players in the Hall of Fame that are not NBA players, you know, from Russia and China and so on and so forth. So with that being said, it's supposed to be about your whole career. Now, with that in its place, you know, you have the players, the coaches, the referees, the contributors, the whole nine yards. Now, you're going to tell Calvin J that Rudy Tomjanovich is not a Hall of Famer. Not only is he a Hall of Famer, in my estimation, as a player, but damn, Joby, you're going to tell me he can't get in as a coach? Two world championships, Olympic gold, I can go on and on, Pan American Games, the whole nine yards. When there are coaches in the Hall of Fame with half the credentials that Rudy T has. See, eventually he's going to get there. I have no doubt about that. But here's my problem, Joby. You know, one of my favorite players and opponents was JoJo White.
Yep.
Absolutely. He should have been in the Hall of Fame 15 years ago. They put him in a year before he dies. What kind of stuff is that? You're either qualified or you're not. Don't give me that baloney about waiting your turn and politics and the whole nine yards. I don't want to hear it. If you're a Hall of Famer, you are a Hall of Famer. Now, explain to me why Rudy T's not in there. I've been on a selection committee, and I can't give an answer.
Go there, Murph, because that's where I'm going to. So I said this on the air. You've been on the selection committee. You took yourself off that committee because you got so irate about the fact that the East Coast bias and for whatever reason how these old school guys were that you couldn't get Guy V in, but guys with lesser credentials were getting in. So tell me, has it changed? Tell me that, and give me some encouragement that this can change for Rudy in the future, because it seems like it's still a screwed up system.
Well, you know, Joby, here's the thing. I think the selection committee has gotten better. You know, before it used to be secret ballot, and there was only one committee, and you never knew who was voting. You didn't know how much you missed by the whole nine yards. So the process has gotten better. But when you look at the, I think there's five committees now. Rudy T would be in the North American committee selection. Now, I don't know what they're looking for to enshrine you in the game. I know the committees that I've been on is simply they send in your qualifications, you look through them, everybody votes on it, and off you go. Now, when you look at, I don't want to name any names that are in there right now, but you know and I know that sometimes. Or too often, politics gets involved.
Yep.
Well, with that being said, how does that hurt Rudy? Rudy has been a part of Basketball USA for years. He has been, you know, if it comes to a popularity contest, everybody has always loved Rudy T. Not just the fans and the spectators, but I'm getting frustrated because when I look at the fact that there are people that are in the Hall of Fame that I would have never voted for that got in on the first ballot, and this is Rudy's third time. Come on, there's got to be something done or said about it.
Hey, Coach, this is Barry. Do you think that the NBA made a mistake by having the entire world included in the Basketball Hall of Fame? Is it time to have an NBA Hall of Fame?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. When you talk about the NBA Hall of Fame, that's going to exclude a lot of players. That's going to exclude people that were great for the game, that were on the Harlem Globetrotters, or people that weren't players, but you know has raised money, and they won't be considered as a contributor. Or you even take people like Yao Ming. Yao Ming, I think, is going to go back into the Hall of Fame as a contributor. He was enshrined as a player. But eventually he's going to go back in as a contributor. Lenny Wilkins is in as a coach and a player. You see? So no, you just can't make it the NBA. It's got to be worldwide because basketball now is global. It's global. There are so many players coming out of Europe now that are bona fide players and have long, long, long careers. Nowitzki. Now, don't tell me he's not going to be a first ballot.
Oh, yeah.
Dirk Nowitzki. You understand what I'm saying?
But, Murph, yes. he would be a first ballot in the NBA. If he never came over, do you think Nowitzki's a first ballot Hall of Famer in the Basketball Hall of Fame in general? Because in the NBA, he definitely is.
No, that's a good question. Yes, to answer that question, I do. See, you got to remember now, years ago, the NBA sent me around the world. They sent myself and Hubie Brown and Dr. Ramsey and Bill Walton. We went around the world with the World Clinics teaching coaches and players how to play this game and coach it the correct way because their plan was to make it global. And they've done that. They've done that. So you just couldn't, you know, make it an NBA Hall of Fame. You can get your top 50 or your top 100 NBA players, but it's got to stay global.
Murph, in terms of Rudy, the one thing with the gold medal that people don't understand is that was during the strike for the and the lockout for the players. He took a team Absolutely. That weren't even NBA players, and he won a gold medal, and that should be recognized. But talk about him as a player once, because for 1 minute, because I think that's where people get the disconnect. They saw him as a coach, but not a lot of people were old enough to play to see him as a player like you did, and you were his roommate. But this guy was an all-star, a multiple-time all-star, before he got hit with a sucker punch from Kermit Washington. Yes, he still returned to play basketball, but he wasn't the same player. What kind of player was he before the punch?
Okay. We disagree a little bit there on that, Joe.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. Number one, you're 100% correct. He's been an all-star 7 or 8 times. He was the captain of the Rockets for 8 years. We voted him our captain for 8 straight years. Now, he played 10, but 8 straight years. It's unfortunate that his career was marred by that situation with Kermit Washington. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. But statistically, when he came back from that injury, his statistics were better than they were before as a rebounder and as a shooter. Now, he didn't score as many points, right. But his statistics were better than, you know, people think that, you know, that punch is what ended his career. Rudy T ended his own career. Not that punch.
Yeah, I'm not saying difference. The punch ended it, but it definitely altered it. Because he was, like you said, he was a scoring machine, too, when he was playing before the punch.
Yeah, but, you know, here again, I don't think the punch had anything to do with it. It's just, you know, it was somebody else's turn. For instance, you take Calvin Murphy. I played 13 years. I got frustrated with the fact that I got tired of being a little man. You know, mm-hmm. Bill Fitch came in and said to me, you know, if you make the team, you're not going to play that much. Not the fact that I used to kick his teams behind every night. It was somebody else's turn. He wanted somebody else. It wasn't about I was too old or too short or too ugly or whatever. He just didn't want me. And that's what happened when Rudy felt it was time for him to get away from the game because he wasn't, in his mind, the player that he was before. And it being an intricate part of the scene, and he moved on. I did the same thing. So that's what happened to Rudy's career. But with that being said, in the 10 years that he played in the NBA, high school, college, he was first-team All-American in college. He won a state championship twice in high school. I can go on and on and on. I read his credentials as well as being his friend and roommate for his entire career. And you can see I'm getting frustrated right now. I'm getting angry because let's take politics out of this equation and give people their due.
Well said, Murph. Hey, one more question for you about this year's Rockets. Is this the year? I mean, do they have what it takes to beat Golden State and win it all?
Yeah, well, let me calm down from the Rudy thing.
Didn't mean to work you up, Murph. Didn't mean to work you up.
All good, man. All good.
Now, with that being said, I'm glad you brought the Rockets up because now that's a positive to talk about. First of all, they are legit. This is no accident that they've beaten everybody and so on and so forth. They are the team to beat today. They are without a doubt, Joby. And you know, I wouldn't say this if I didn't believe it in my heart. Going to be NBA champions this year. They are the best team on the NBA planet. With that being said, if you look at what they have, Harden is going to be MVP. We know that. He, yep. You know, he's off the chain right now.
Yep.
All right. In my opinion, Mike D'Antoni is the best basketball coach in the game. You got to understand how tough it is to take a team like he did of superstars, of all offensive players, find it, and go to the level they're going to right now. Then you got Capella, who's going to be, I think, most improved player. And then you have Gordon coming off the bench as sixth man of the year. With that, that's a clean sweep. Now, when you got that kind of talent, there is no way that you can't say that this team is going to win it all. The only thing they're going to do is have somebody that's going to maybe scare them a little bit because, you know, when you're playing in the NBA playoffs, It's a different situation. You're playing half court, it's a little more physical. And then somebody like the Houston Rockets of the 81 series that's going to have a 40 and 42 record going to come in and give you a scare like we did that year when we went to the finals with Boston.
Yep.
But nobody, nobody has the talent or the system better than the Houston Rockets.
There
the finals are going to come down between the Rockets and Toronto.
There you go.
Really? Okay.
Absolutely.
You're ruling Golden State out.
Oh, yeah. Golden State, you know, they've had their day. Now, after they get healthy and start all over again and get everybody's timing back and you know, those kind of things, we'll talk about that next year.
But Golden State can't beat no chance right for now. This year in the playoffs at all. You're talking about Golden State doesn't rear its head again until next year.
They're going to do what they do in the playoffs, but they're not qualified to beat the Rockets now. Absolutely not.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely not. They're hurt. They've got to start over again and get that swagger back. Get their health back, first of all. Their swagger back. Nobody's afraid of them anymore. Remember, Joe, if you're going to play the Golden State in the past, you were afraid. So that was worth like 8 to 10 points. They've lost that mystique in the league.
Wow. That's a good point.
They cannot beat the Rockets man to man or the system. Too many shooters. You stop one at the right hand, don't get you the left hand will, as the old saying goes.
That's your saying. Well, you know what, my man? I'll tell you what. You bring quality and in great detail to the AT&T Sportsnet. You make Eschenfelter look good. That's not easy to do. So we appreciate you spending some time with us. Go do your thing. Everybody can check him on AT&T Sportsnet tonight as part of the Rocket Suns broadcast. But, Murph, always appreciate you, my brother.
Hey, Gilby, give my baby a kiss.
You know I will. Have a good one, my man. Have a good weekend. Calvin Murphy right there on the usual suspect.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.